98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Bitter cold in the area today with a high barely over 10 degrees. Most public libraries in Winnebago County and the Fox Valley Warming Center in Appleton will offer relief from the cold. Jesse Vang, the man charged in the death of Elijah Vu in 2024, files a federal lawsuit against the Manitowoc County Jail. Fox 11 is reporting that Vang is alleging civil rights violations and harassment from the jail staff. Vang has been in jail for 21 months following the disappearance of 3-year-old Vu. The toddler went missing in February of 2024 and his remains were found in September. Vang faces charges ranging from physical abuse of a child causing death, hiding a corpse, chronic neglect of a child, and obstructing an officer. The child's mother, Katrina Bauer, also faces charges in connection with the child's death. Manitowoc County has not filed a response to the lawsuit. Meanwhile, Vang is expected to be in court for a scheduling hearing in the Vu case in January. Morgan Geiser's lawyer is asking the judge to move her from the Waukesha County Jail back to the state mental hospital in Oshkosh. She spent 7 years in the Winnebago Mental Health Hospital before being released in September. Geiser has been in jail since she was brought back to Wisconsin after cutting off her ankle monitor, leaving a Madison group home, and being found the next day at a truck stop in Illinois. In a letter to the judge, her lawyer argues she has no new criminal charges in Waukesha County and was already found not guilty in the Slender Man case because of mental illness. Because of that, her attorney says she belongs in treatment, not in jail. For the fifth consecutive year, now through December 31st, has been declared Shop Small Wisconsin season by Governor Tony Evers. It's a time to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, in 2025, small businesses comprised more than 99% of the companies in Wisconsin. They employ 1.2 million people in the state, and two-thirds of every dollar you spend at a small business stays in the local community. The gun deer hunt season ended Sunday, and preliminary figures from the DNR show that license sales and harvest rates were down slightly compared to last year. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
Sales for deer hunting privileges have reached over 790,000. Roughly 70% of those were for gun privileges. The remaining 30% included archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses. Hunters registered over 180,000 deer during this year's gun deer season. Just over half, about 96,000, were antlerless. The rest, about 86,000, were antlered. This year's harvest total is down 0.8% statewide compared to last year. The number of antlerless deer harvested is down 2.6%. The antlerless harvest is up 0.9%.
But again, that's coming off of last year where we had 13 deer management units that had record buck harvests in 2024. So not a big surprise there. And the good news is that the antlerless harvest is actually up 1% from last year.
That's DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel. The regular gun deer season ran from November 22nd through November 30th. We're now in the statewide muzzleloader season, which runs through December 10th. The statewide antlerless-only four-day hunt is December 11th through December 14th, and the antlerless-only holiday hunt in select farmland zone counties runs December 24th through January 1st. More preliminary harvest registration totals are on the DNR website. I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Thousands will view it as it helps to spread holiday cheer at the Capitol, and it came from Northeast Wisconsin. Connie Fellman reports.
The pride of Northeast Wisconsin is on display at our state's capital. A 30-foot balsam fir tree from a tree farm in Gillett will take center stage in the Capitol Rotunda this Christmas. The tree at the governor's mansion also comes from the Oconto County Tree Farm. Governor Tony Evers says this year's theme for the holiday tree is the learning tree.
A lighting ceremony for the tree will be held today. It's decorated with handmade ornaments honoring educators, childcare providers, and school staff. The tree can be viewed in the rotunda Monday through Friday from 8 till 6 p.m. and weekends and holidays from 8 until 4 p.m. during the holiday season. Even though the Oshkosh Holiday Parade has been canceled for this year due to the bitter cold today, you can still see one of the most popular vehicles in the state. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile will be in the Shawano Parade on Friday. It then makes an appearance in Oshkosh at EAA's Christmas in the Air Saturday from 10 until 3 and will wrap up a trek through the area on Saturday night in the Omro Hometown Holiday Parade. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is really cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to bounce back. Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. Tonight, a little snow possible. We'll drop into the single digits tomorrow. More light snow with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.